Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I was just a pig in heaven.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Again.
Mr. Party.
We won, baby.
We spoke at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. 9 to 10.
I'm happy to do that for Shasky and Spadone. That's fine.
I saved the day.
I'm that bad. Yeah. What's up, babe?
Not much. Not much. This is also known as the slowest sports day of the year.
It's the All-Star game. Oh. And as a kid,
right,
this
but it's
was
not
my...
till night. It's not till tonight, though.
But it started last night, the festivities.
Well.
You didn't watch?
I mean, my guy.
The whole right.
My guy's.
Yeah,
I
he
knew
won.
My guy was going to win.
Yeah. I should have bet on Cal Raleigh. But yeah, Snotty, I'm excited about the All-Star game. And I know it's not the
what
same.
What are you excited most about?
The uniforms, seeing all the no, seriously, that's always, and they're going to their traditional. So I love that the home team, whoever it is, will be in there all white. Like, it's just a collection of this is our league, and the what did I tell you? The importance that goes into every stitch on the uniform. Like, I'm a nerd for that stuff, and I'm coming off a high in my nice brand new Valkyrie shirt. Steiny had a great time with 49 and Frankie and my boy Kane and Francesca, Frankie's daughter. That's a vibe, dude. The Valkyries. Seriously, I would love to go with you. I know you went without me, but
no,
we got
to
get back out
there. I haven't been to a Valkyries game yet.
I thought you went with... Oh, no, you went to the Warriors game.
Right.
We got to go. We got to go. It's a thing,
I hope
study.
I'm not going to put you in a bad spot.
Oh, no, not at all.
But you said a Valkyries game is louder than a Warrior game.
Dude, I did the wave last night. Like, I got up because it was that crunk. But no shade at the Dubs. Why do you think that is? I couldn't.
Good question.
We talked about it. Evan's been to one. Evan, it was as loud or equal as a Warrior game, and I'm just trying to figure out why.
It was louder and more than not equal.
Wow.
It's the environment, like, you make whatever you want about the play, the team, level competition, whatever. The Valkyries are the best show in town.
That's incredible.
So
the environment is off the chain.
Study is real, man.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, novelty would be the first thing that comes to mind. But I get the sense that, you know, in 2 or 3 years, they're still going to be pretty excited about this team, I would think.
But why is it hitting a bit different for the better?
You know what? I didn't know, but 888-957-9570. Why are the Valkyries,
who got robbed, by the way, bad call at the end.
Why are the Valks fans
this boy
louder than Warrior
fans? Is it because the newness of the team?
That's got to be part of it.
Okay.
But I don't. Like, I think
people
the
say
Valkyries
cheaper
have,
price, a definitely a factor. Regulator on the YouTube chat.
Yeah, I don't know why. But here's the other thing. I mean,
I did the wave. And it was coming. It wasn't no, you know, what's going on? Dude, so I'm like, wow.
The Warriors, I mean, they've got four titles under their belt. And I do think maybe there's some complacency that comes with that. The Valkyries are new, so the novelty's there. But again, when I look at the Valkyries, I feel like they're going to have staying power. I don't, because they're already drawing 18,000.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a thing.
Maybe. I haven't looked at Valkyrie prices, but, you know, maybe a cheaper ticket, invites more fan enthusiasm. I don't know. I'm not sure.
It was a time that we had. And, Stani, I'll tell you what, with or without you or Evan, I'm going again. And hopefully it'll be in the playoffs, as we talked about yesterday.
I mean, 408 on the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorneys text line. Because the only people going to Valk games are basketball fans who want to have fun. It's not full of random people who don't care about the teams.
Wow, man. Wow. I mean, that could be it. But how do you ever know, you know? I'm just letting you know, that reminded me of Roracle. And I didn't know Chase could hit like that.
Yeah.
Boy.
Glad you had a good time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Glad you had a good time.
You talked to Willard?
About what?
Oh, crossover yesterday.
No.
So you guys are good. I just brought it up.
Why wouldn't we be good?
I lied.
You got me and Diz just sat back yesterday. Four corner offense. But no, as long as you and Willie are good, it's all good.
I assume we're good.
Yeah, no,
is he in today?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, great. Great.
Will!
That was good.
That was great.
As long as we're talking about that.
He deserved it.
So, let's start out with Juwan Jennings.
Go ahead.
Because this was one of the things that we debated yesterday, and Willard was in the wrong about it.
Will!
So, a guy like Adam Schefter, all right, he calls GMs all over the league. He calls player personnel guys all over the league. And he says, you know, what's going on with this team, with that team? And so, and I don't know that it happened. I'm just telling you this is how it often happens as somebody who's been in the business. So, let's assume that Juwan Jennings told the 49ers, you know, he wants a new contract or wants to be traded. Okay. Well, if the Niners have been sitting on that information for a month or so, then good chance they're making calls. And what I want to stress is, like, the NFL and the NBA, they're big sewing circles. That's what they are. And it's very possible that Schefter could be talking to somebody in Chicago or in Tampa Bay, and that GM or that president or that coach shares information about another team. That's fair game. Like, it's just fair game. And, I mean, if the 49ers made a call about Juwan Jennings, you can hear that from another team in the league that's not even related to the San Francisco 49ers. You know?
Like, everything you said, I'm not disputing, but, you know, Stani, yesterday and today, I'm Team Willard in regard to, and I brought it up, I think there is benefit for Jennings' camp and his agent to put this out here to put pressure on the Niners. That was the genesis of what I was saying. What you said, I'm not saying that's not how it goes. My thing was, Steiny, Juwan Jennings is the winner here when this goes public, and if I was representing him, and I've never done the deed, I would definitely want to put this out and put pressure on the Niners to come up with a solution or get me my money sooner than later, because you tell me if this is good pub in a year after the Niners said they were tired of getting basically, I'm paraphrasing, punked or pushed around in negotiations when they keep paying everybody. But I don't know why that's a big deal when everybody you're paying is worthy of the bread. And this is the one guy who might not be in Goo's book. So I just thought, man, course of action here is put this thing out. So that might benefit our case and my client as far as getting a deal or letting the world know the Niners ain't doing right by me.
Yeah, it's possible. That's the way it came down. It's also possible that Schefter found out from various other sources.
So is that what you guys were going back and forth about? Like it doesn't have pop off like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, that was my understanding. I mean, like that's kind of the way it works. I mean, so let me ask you this. Yeah. Latrell Sprewell.
Spree for three.
He chokes PJ Carlissimo at a close practice. Okay. I go home and I get a call from somebody on another team, another NBA team that's already heard about what happened
before you
at the Golden State Warriors practice. So that's a source. Like, then you can report that Sprewell choked Carlissimo, even though the guy might have been in Toronto telling you that. But they all kind of know. They all...
Well, okay, kinda, let me know. Ask you this. Stoney, what do you do with Jennings, man? And Butch and Spadoni, I really believe this may be the end of the Niners as we know them as far as getting to the NFC Championship game, Super Bowl contenders. They did not make the playoffs, injuries or not, in a year after they blew what I believe they blew a Super Bowl. So who are the Niners to point at the schedule? And a lot of fans are doing it. The Niners aren't. And talking about, oh, we play Evan. We play Steiny. We play Carter. Like, you might be those teams. So I don't believe you can go hardball with IU trying to work himself back. Debo in the nation's capital. Like, what's going on? Like, and you just gave Brock Purdy bread. Like, Steiny, I really believe if a player had leverage, Juwan Jennings has it, even if he is the farthest thing from Jerry Rice.
I feel like he has leverage and he has no leverage. He has
Does
leverage.
One outweigh the other? He Which has, one is more?
He has leverage because he can try to do this.
Okay.
But with all due respect, he's Juwan Jennings. He's not Ayuk. He's not McCaffrey. He's not Kittle. And I like, what do you want the 49ers to do? If you are a San Francisco 49er fan, and over the last 2 days, you've heard that Juwan Jennings wants either more money or he wants to be traded, and you see how the Niners have done business for the last 3 or 4 years, what do you do? What do you do if you're John Lynch? 888-957-9570 is the number. We continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes today. One lucky listener gets a Giants prize pack that includes a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Gear Deli, and Jung-Hoo Lee hooded shirt. A Jung-Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus. That's your Giants packet. Listen today at 12:30 for your chance to win.
Wow. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
49ers in shambles.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, Guru.
What's up, baby? How you doing, man?
I'm not doing great.
We just won. Some said that wasn't Family Feud, but we won.
Yep. We won.
All right. What can I do for you to make yourself feel better? Anything but money, man.
Yeah, nah, it's just some family stuff, you know.
No, that's, man.
You need a hug, Steiny?
I may need a sub is what I may need.
Well, I'm being real, and I'm going to say it now. I don't want to, I had a great night, and I wake up to news this morning. My aunt Annabelle in Mississippi is in hospice.
Oh,
so
no.
There could be, and then I got mad that there was a delay. I shared it with Evan on me getting the info back. But it ain't about me in that. It's about my mom's sister, older right. sister. But I hate that I always try to insert myself into it. But anyway, life, Steiny. We got to enjoy it, man. We can't sit up here and argue every day for 4 hours. Well, kind of hard not to.
Hey, no,
I hope you. I'm trying to make you laugh.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
no, they get back to arguing now.
Like three.
Scott! Wow!
You know, three weeks ago, I need therapy.
Or somebody to talk to. Yeah.
Three weeks ago, I went back east for Buddy's 60th.
Gave a speech.
Came home. Daughter got married.
Beautiful.
Now, today, you know, my...
Well, don't forget you had a golf tournament. You just went out of town.
Yeah, I had to say goodbye to my middle daughter today.
Oh, no, I got you, man.
She's headed back to London.
Wow.
Woo!
I don't even know
what
to say.
I'm with Jay Will. I'm hugging you over here, man.
You know, I mean, you have the whole family in town, and now they're gone.
Yeah.
All right. What are we talking about?
Life. Juwan Jennings.
Oh, that's right. What are you going to do if you're John Lynch?
Steiny, I got to be honest, man.
Gone.
Yeah. Third and gone. Third and Juwan might be gone. I can't let and people... this is sports version of lesser take me to the bank. Everybody went George Jefferson, took us to the cleaners, but they were talented, more talented and more important, I believe, than Juwan Jennings. So what's he asking? Steiny, I want him here. But boy, if he's asking something ridiculous, Jacob Cowan, step up, Ricky Pearsall, and the rest of Robin. Now, Willard said was at Dibbs. Is that suspension for fact? or we assume he's going to be out a couple games?
Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson.
I think we're assuming he's going to miss some of the start of the season.
Which would be smart because, yeah, he's in the system.
Yeah, so.
What do you do?
Go ahead. I don't know what he, you know, I don't know how much he wants. Does he want $10 million a year? Does he want $15 million a year? Does he want more than that?
What if I told you I think he, if for it to get to this point, he wants more than they were willing to pay?
Well, you might be right about that.
And then I got to say something else. Evan and I, and I'll leave this alone, just back to Superman, the movie I thought was horrible. Francesca Alder.
Simmer.
He put out a thing on it on how horrible it was. I'll leave that there for the young people.
Simmer.
But I'll send it to Lil D. But listen, I didn't like Superman because I thought he was a wimp. They had him too wimpy. And Superman is Superman. So I thought they had him too wimpy. I don't like Lynch and Kyle and Parag saying, you know what? We got bullied in the negotiations. That's your money. You do what you got to do, but don't come to the mic after it's over and you paid everybody, if true, saying we're going to be a tough guy. I don't know why I don't like that, Stoney. Do it with your actions, but don't tell us after you caved in or gave people the contract that we're going to be tougher. So maybe this, even though I didn't like it, is exhibit A on, hey, we ain't shelling it out like we've been doing, but I want to say, and Juwan, if you're listening, this ain't about you, but it is. You're not a grade A player to where this could be a great example of it, but it could be. We don't care what level player it is, Goo. We got to stand 10 toes down.
I mean, they obviously paid Purdy this offseason.
You had to do that one.
They paid Warner this offseason.
Had to
right?
do that one.
They paid. Lenore during the season.
I get that.
So the thing that the 49ers are going to have to deal with is the fact that they've set a precedent over the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Can that be a good thing, though? You've been winning.
Well, the precedent is that
who would you not have paid
their players?
Okay,
and guys have renegotiated, and they've.
The Thunder are doing the same thing early on right now, and they're smiling as they sign it.
Well, they want a title, and they're young. They're young. They want a title, and they're a young team, and they're getting paid the max. So there's no complaints with those players. Jennings is 28. The Niners haven't won it, and he wants more money, or he wants to go somewhere else.
What would you do, Stoney? Seriously. You have to give us an answer. What would Matt Steinmetz do with all that you know and you've been talking about? Would you make an example out of Juwan?
No.
Or do you look at him like, you know what, you're good, but you ain't that good?
He's not the kind of guy I want to make an example out of because he's been, he's been terrific for this team. And he's a competitor and he works hard and he's probably their toughest receiver.
Yeah.
So, If I'm John Lynch, I've paid guys in my tenure, I can't make an example out of him. I've got to see what he wants, and assuming that we can finagle it under the cap, then fine, let's do it. Because you're right, Goo, I don't think you can pick the guy who's the one who's going to get left out.
Well said.
Unless you say... Unless you're willing to look at Juwan Jennings in the face and say, you're not Bosa, you're not McCaffrey, you're not Kittle, you're not even Ayuk, but I don't know that you want to do that with one of your players.
Well, let's put Brock Purdy on display right now. With what you know of Brock, and I admit, I think he took a couple steps back, but he got this contract. I said it, he earned it. But how lesser do you think Brock Purdy is with this version of weaponry without the services of one Juwan Jennings on third down or first down for that matter? How impactful can he be to Brock Purdy, making him be the best version of himself with what they have currently?
It's going to be hard. I mean, he'll have to lean on Kittle, I would think, more. Kittle had more yards.
Is that a bad thing?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, that's how I'm looking at it.
But the reality of the situation is early in the season, the 49ers have numbers issues at wide receiver because Ayuk's not going to be there. Robinson most likely won't be there. Pearsall, I don't know. We'll see if he's healthy come training camp. So Jennings is your money man.
I feel like
man.
He's in a good place because of that.
And you know what? That's probably why he wants more money.
And not to bring up our guy Wheeler, because that's our brother, Stoney. I think that's where you guys veered off. Why? You tell me if I'm wrong. I kind of just said, and I'm double talking, Stoney. But the fact that this is out, I feel like it doesn't bode well for the organization. You could say whatever. You guys could disagree. I get it. But, Stoney, the fact that it's out and he said he wants to get traded, I take that as an indication the Niners are in the process or send him a message saying we're about to play hardball.
It's possible. We know very little about what's going on right now. But the one thing that I'm trying to measure is,
talk to
isn't this par for the course now for the Niners? I mean, they've had guys in the off season go through this process for the last 2-3 years, it feels like. And you know, did we foresee McCaffrey wanting an extension last year? I guess the 49ers probably thought it was a possibility. What about Trent Williams? Did we see his holdout coming? Kind of, because that's what he was, you know, he's kind of known for that. Ayuk holds it. So this is just, it's 2025. It's the offseason. And Jennings is the guy they've got to figure out. How big of a distraction is it? I don't know. I don't know, but I do know that the 49ers last year acknowledged that the offseason probably lingered into the year.
Well, so with that said, Stoney, there's no way then on the Stoney scoreboard or Goo scoreboard, this could be a positive. After what you just said, they didn't want this again. And now you got it with a different type of player.
Yeah, I mean, you've got it with just one guy. Last year was...
Who's telling
two
you?
Two or three.
Get me out of here, for real.
Yeah.
If you can't meet my demand.
Let's go to Trevor. Trevor's in, never mind. Trevor, you got to hold on a sec. I got you.
See, is that our Trevor?
Yeah, but yeah. I didn't see Carter's not in there.
Okay.
What else was I going to say about the Jennings thing? Yeah.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected. 90s prices on box mac and cheese. And 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, it's not.
I mean, if they,
it's not a good look.
I don't know.
They should have known he was coming up on 1 year, and maybe have been aggressive and attacked it to where it doesn't get to this point. Or Lynch could be like in company, "Hey, Goo, we knew he got. We want him to play on that. We're not ready to give him anything else." And I can understand that.
I don't have a problem
with...
Yeah,
six touchdowns last year.
Who?
Jennings.
And three in the one game against the Rams.
Wow. Damn, I'm just saying.
No, I don't know. Like, I know I've said it about 15 times, but this is one I have no idea about.
16.
I don't know what John Lynch is going to do. I'm interested, though.
I'm just curious, man. Because he's doing a demand.
I don't know!
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing is, and this is where, you know, I don't consider this, you know, Jennings going public with a gripe. You know, I just don't.
Oh, I totally do when you say you want to be traded.
He didn't say it to a writer.
But just the fact he said it in the ecosystem, he's okay with not being a Niner is how I read that if he don't get his bread. So that lets me know you were on to something. If he goes, we'll never know, Stoudy. But remember when Ayuk was saying he wanted to be the highest paid and you guys tried to tell me Jennings IG had a story of people knowing their worth or having an overinflated sense of self? And, that's not related to that. I'm wondering if that's why he's doing this, watching Ayuk, who he might deem, okay, he might be a tad bit better than me. Maybe that was him saying, that dude got that?
Yeah.
And y'all ain't going to give me this? That's, to my point, Stoudy, is how you get me out of here or.
Well, I'm just telling you that this happens probably more than we know. I mean, Juwan Jennings told John Lynch, or Juwan Jennings' agent told John Lynch that Juwan wanted to get paid more money. And if the 49ers can't pay him more money, then he wants to be traded. Like, there's no better way to do it if you're a player that wants out. So he didn't go public. He actually kept it in-house, and then somehow it got out to Adam Schefter. But, you know, Juwan Jennings is not the kind of guy who's going to go to the media. Like, he doesn't even like the media. I mean, he's not a big media guy. We saw that last year. So,
but don't you think that, okay, forget how it got out real quick, Stoudy. Don't you think the fact that it's out, it's putting pressure, then that might be too strong for some, on the Niners to make a decision?
Well, this is where, you know, I feel like, on the one hand, nothing changed yesterday except Adam Schefter found out that this was going on. The 49ers clearly had to, they knew it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, can we assume that John Lynch didn't look at ESPN and be like, oh my God, Juwan Jennings wants out or wants more money? No, I got to believe the organization, they knew that. So the fact that it's now public, I'm not sure how much it spurs anything. Because they were handling it a certain way before it got out. So maybe they'll continue to handle it the same way even after it got out. I don't know.
And this is unfair, but it's just a guru computer talking out loud to you guys. Stoudy, no matter what we know or don't know about the Kuminga situation, I don't think he's winning. For whatever reason, it looks like it's quiet on the set, no money or whatnot. And I know they're different ages, but I just don't see, and I could be wrong and I want to be wrong, but I just don't see Juwan Jennings winning this the way that he just went about it. Or maybe you're correct and it just naturally got out, but he's given this team an ultimatum.
And they've buckled before on ultimatums. I mean, maybe not buckled, yeah. But
like we've both been in relationships and we dated in the past. Here I go, a bad analogy, but I'll use it, Stoney. I think it resonates with me. You go out to dinner with your spouse and she says, you know what, I'm not happy. That's different than saying you go out with your spouse, she says, you know what, I'm not happy, and if we don't do this by then, I'm out. That hits different. Like he drew his line in the sand.
Yeah,
And when you say, you tell me if I'm wrong, I'm doing too much, Donnie. When you say you want to get traded, doesn't that mean you thought about life after where you're at?
Of course.
Like that could have started when you know what I mean? You don't feel appreciated, man.
My question to 49er fans is, what's Juwan Jennings' gripe? What's his gripe?
You ask me? I think he saw a receiver NIU get some bread that I think he thinks he's as good as or better. And he's like, you know what? It's my time. Even though I got 1 year, pay me.
I'd forgotten about
that is,
yeah, what he had put on Instagram about
guys got self, and you know what I'm paraphrasing, Tony, but it was interesting.
I mean, and I know fans don't look at it this way, but I guarantee you Jennings looks at it this way, and that is, I said it yesterday, it's like Brandon Ayuk's making $30 million. Juwan Jennings making 7.5. He's not four times better of a receiver.
That I will, I'm with you.
So I got to believe that the 49ers, even though they may not want to, I think they're going to end up, you know, fixing this somehow.
All right.
I really do. Now, the question I have is, how much does the early season injury or the early season Ayuk, Pearsall, Robinson.
It's got to be huge.
Well, yes and no. Like, yes, it is huge because you're going to need bodies. Yeah.
And I don't want to be negative real quick, Stoney. In my world, there's a part of me that thinks Ayuk might not see the field. That's okay. Leave that there this season. That's just me.
Well, then they're not going anywhere.
Okay, forget that. But you need a damn receiver like Jennings.
I mean,
just because you come back don't mean you're back. You got to play yourself. Like, I think this bodes well for Juwan and why he probably is getting this info what word of advice from his agent?
This from the 510 on the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, the gripe is he's listed as wide receiver 3, but is relied upon and just put up wide receiver 1/wide receiver 2 numbers last year and wants to be compensated better than a wide receiver 3. That's from San Leandro Mo.
Didn't get 1,000 yards last year, and I know we don't even look at 1,000 like we used to, but he was slightly under that, so I don't think those are number one numbers.
No, but, you know, Kittle,
6 touchdowns.
I mean, Kittle caught more balls for more yards than Jennings, but
that makes all the sense in the world.
The other thing is, you know, Jennings is a huge third down receiver.
Man.
I mean, he's the guy they go to most. Who do you think, who's needed more? What team needs their player more? The Warriors and Kuminga or the 49ers and Jennings? Do the 49ers need Jennings more than the Warriors need Kuminga?
I'm going to say yeah.
Which one?
The 49ers. And again, this is all predicated on you basically have unknowns at the wide receiver position without Juwan Jennings. This has no, I'm not telling you where how far I think they're going, but where the Niners are offensively with Brock Purdy and his weaponry, Stoney, it's got to be Jennings. And I love Kuminga, but I'm like, you got Dre, you got Steph, you got Jimmy. Then we get to Kuminga, but you talk about this receiving core and what's going on with Pearsall. Is he ready? Cowings? And then the issue with Rob, like, I'm saying the Niners.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't think it's close.
I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, the 49ers right now,
have a shortage of receivers for a variety of reasons. Man. And now their best receiver, who's at least playing right now outside of, you know, their tight end, George Kittle, he wants more money. I mean, he wants more money. And, you know, for everybody asking whatever happened to just playing out your contract,
those days,
old school. Well, the 49ers have exhibited that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. And that's about the 18th or 19th time I saw it or I said it. But they gotta figure this out because they can't go into the season missing their top three receivers.
And that's why I think I'm leaning Jennings gets some bread. And I do wonder, Stanley, we talked, how much do you think he's at would suffice? 22 for four?
I don't know. I mean,
camp is next week, Stanley.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I asked Evan. I go, 3 weeks away? He's like, goo, next week.
Rookies report today.
Wow. Man. So you don't,
But then.
That's probably why Jennings is doing this
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Right? No doubt. No doubt. Now, he did say that he's not going to hold out.
Oh, so he'll show.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Wow.
No, according to this story, he will not sit out training camp.
Oh, okay.
Why would he?
Right.
Just go, be miserable, get paid, and
we saw Ayuk do the same thing.
See what they do. Well, I mean, you know, if I'm Jennings, I don't hold out.
Well, he said he's not going to hold out, but he will request a trade.
Yes.
Like, if he does not get a new contract by the beginning of training camp, which is next Tuesday, he will request a trade.
Yep.
Wow.
And then we'll see what happens. It almost feels like he's Kuminga. Neither of them want to be here anymore.
Well, you got
crazy.
We don't know either one's number. Funny.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're the San Francisco 49ers, you're John Lynch. How do you handle the Juwan Jennings situation? Do you just acquiesce? You've done that in the past, and you've had some positive results going to a couple Super Bowls. I mean, how vital is Juwan Jennings to this team? I think he's huge the first three or four games, obviously, if they're going to be short of some receivers. But I don't know how John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are going to handle it. All right. Hey, we're continuing our All-Star Week prize blowout. That is happening today and the rest of the week. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. Today, we're giving one lucky listener a Giants prize pack. And it includes the following: a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus. You listen today at 12:30. That's where you'll find out how to win this prize pack. So stick around till 12:30, and we'll tell you how to win. That segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment was also brought to you by Safeway.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.